Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. How are you? You look gorgeous per usual. Love you, my friend. Oh, and I got an excellent, excellent five-star review from somebody about you and me.
It was shocking. I'm shocked.
You are?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, a little bit. Oh.
Wait, hold on. It was so lovely. A five-star podcast review from Barbarella. From Australia, five stars. Sarah and David, I love you. I've been listening to the Sarah Fraser Show for about a year, and I truly love Sarah. And David, when he co-hosts, the two of them are so relatable. I will listen to this episode and the ones with them together forever. Great episode. Please do more episodes, by the way, with Dr. Applin, your weight loss doctor. There you go. So, five stars. Thank you, Barbarella.
We are, and this isn't even a joke, we're big in Australia. Like Australia, outside the U.S., Australia is they, you guys, I'm not, right? Like you Aussies, you get our, we're real and we're unfiltered and you guys seem to like that type of humor.
They do. Well, you know, and like we've said, everywhere but this country, they use the C word, honey. Everybody's a cunt, you know, when you leave here. And, but here it's very testy. Oh boy.
I mean, oh, my God, I still. Here is like, guess what? Cancel culture's over, people. Nobody gives a fuck. You're canceled for an hour. Seriously, dig into everything. I don't care. Remember when I used to be riled up all the time? I've been really well behaved lately.
You really haven't. You've had a social life. I mean, we still talk five times a day, but
you know who is riled up?
Who? Tell me.
Is, and this will get into a little bit of Vanderpump, but this Lala has done an interview and says, I know you're probably not going to like me this season. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. Icona Pop said it the best. I crushed my car. What are the words of that song? I crushed my car. I don't care. I love it. I always think of Snooki and JWoww when I hear that song. I don't know why. First heard that on Jersey Shore. I don't care. I love it. Remember Icona Pop?
Well, I will say this. Miss Cohen is absolutely right. Andy Cohen called it. Lala is propelling this show. She's the voice of reason. She's bringing these individuals back. Vanderpump Rules this week. You know, she keeps Katie in check. Thank God. She's the mediator here with poor Joe. Joe got her heart broken this week because Schwartzy was making out with someone new at the singles party and Joe confessed her love. But that Lala, I like Miss Lala a lot, actually. A lot more than I thought I would.
You and I like her. Now, a lot of people don't. You know why a lot of people don't like her? A lot of people are having a problem with it because they're saying that, you know, Lala is producing the show, that she has chosen the paycheck over her friends and that she has regular, this is the theory, she has regular calls with Lisa Vanderpump. And she is now taking over for Lisa as the, like, you know, moderator. She's meeting with Joe. She's coming around to Sandoval. She puts the others in her place. She met with Schwartzy and is trying to mend that. Lala is, you know, more camera time for Lala, and it's self-produced. And a lot of the fans don't like her as much as you and I do, my darling.
I could see that. You know, she doesn't seem overly, at least I could see that. I think she's a better behind the scenes player. She doesn't come off overly thirsty on camera. She doesn't. Now, I will give her a ton of credit. In this week's episode, she finally asked Ariana, you know, are you over this? It doesn't seem like you're over this. And Ariana said, no, I'm not. I'm still so angry at Schwartz. I thought, good, we're finally getting underneath the emotions of this.
And by the way, we all know, Sarah and I know, that this was filmed 3 months after. We're not dumb. So you don't need to remind us of that. Because they say, Sarah, give her a break. It was only 3 months later. As if you don't know that. And your head is up your fucking asshole.
Okay, I know. Anyhow.
God, I'm so hateful today.
Oh, well, bring it on. But we haven't seen Hateful David in a while. You've been very light. You've been very light. Now it's time to get heavy again. You know, it's
thank you.
Yeah. So anyhow, I could see that with Lala. I could see her working it behind the scenes.
Right. And I mean, aren't they all? They think Sheena works it behind the scenes too. I mean, right. Like, listen, I've always liked Lala. I loved having her here. I find her authentic. She is keeping the show going. I think Lala, personally, if you want to say Tom and Ariana saved the show for this season and last season, I think the future of the show next season, season 12, is we're going to have it because of Lala. I think she's saving the show for next season. We all want to know what next season's going to be about. I mean, she has come out also and said at the reunion, you know, not just that, you know, she looks at people differently. Ariana just did an interview and she's like, I don't get it. Every season I look at people differently. But Lala has done an interview recently and she said at the reunion, people that she thinks were honest are not honest. And we got some fraudulence in the mix. So she's calling some people fraudsters. And then when she was pushed as to who she was talking about, she said, there's just something about her or there's nothing about her. You guys make the call. Sounds like she's talking about Ariana and or Katie. Duh.
Well, Katie is such a, you know, I don't know. I don't get Katie. Like, I've never really, I don't know. She just doesn't do it for me. I don't really care for her. And she, you know, she had her hot lesbian moment last night. She stole Schwartzy's date. And then they started making out. And she does give me power lesbian vibes, doesn't she? I guess, what is she? Is she like Bi or pan or something? I don't know.
Katie, let me tell you something, because I got some notes here. Katie and Tori, bring it on. I mean, look, Schwartzy is not going to be with you, Tori. He's not interested. Again, I do not think Schwartzy is some great fucking prize. Again, dick smaller than my fucking pinky, okay? Dick smaller than my goddamn pinky,
Don't you dare say that. I think he has a massive wang, I bet. And the guy is a horticulturist. Like, no, don't you come for my Schwartzy. I love him. He's sensitive. He wants to live his single life. He got divorced. My God, he's been with Katie dealing with all that crap for years. Let the man be. Poor Joe. I feel bad for Joe. I love Joe. And she's like caught major feelings. And she was so sad. But first of all, and he was never going to be with Tori. I'm sorry, Tori? Like, no. What?
Katie and Tori, they're better together. Katie is like a power lesbian. I am totally here for. I think that Katie and Tori would be a great couple. I could totally see it. And I think Katie with a woman, I'm totally here for. And I have to tell you, I've come around. Joseph, I like her. I love Joseph.
Me too. I love Joseph. Joseph is authentic and real and what that friend group needs. And I hope this kind of whatever breakup, not that they were together, I hope we're still going to see her more on season 12. I really do.
I have a bad feeling about Joseph's future.
But what's your guess in what is inauthentic about Katie and Ariana? Do you think it's the actual sandwich shop? Is it opening? Is it not opening? Do you think it's them stealing Anne, the assistant Anne?
I mean, this one is going from this to that to Dancing with the Stars. I mean, I don't even know if Ariana's made $2 million now. I think it might be approaching three. She has $1 million from Love Island alone. I mean, that salary is out there. She replaced Sarah Hyland from Modern Family, who was, I mean, granted, people had issues with Sarah. She's gotten into some hot water with her hosting skills. But, I mean, it's Peacock. It's brilliant casting. Yeah, I think Ariana might be in the threes. I mean, I just don't see how this thing is going to open. Have I walked by recently? No. Let me go down. But the Louis Vuitton store is like two doors down. So I need to go make an appearance there. I don't know. Is it going to open? They still say it's going to open. But I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if they're so... I think everyone's inauthentic. I think this show was produced just like The Valley. I mean... it's just so produced. I mean, to be honest with you, I think the whole thing with Tori was produced. I mean, really, yeah, she's dating you and then Schwartzy. I mean, this is such a story. And I mean, here's the thing. It's like, how can you watch this dating single scene? And there's Tom Sandoval, like, my name is Tom. Really? Like, these girls know who you are, dude. They like answered a call to come for a filming for Vanderpump Rules. I mean,
yeah, but we gotta make it look real. We can't make it ish, you know. I do actually now think, because this show is probably already renewed for a season 12 and a season 13. Do think something about her probably will open, because I think they realize the merch opportunities there. And even if the women show up periodically for just, you know, pictures and put together some sandwiches, people will come in to support, because this is very, you're either team Ariana, your team, I guess, Lala Sandoval now. So
people love Ariana.
I mean, I feel like they could do a funny tip jar where it's team Ariana, it's team Sandoval. And, ooh, you know, Sandy.
Girl, I like that. Gets By the way, tips. Jax is, for everyone coming to LA, Jax is Studio City every Tuesday night. He's there churning and burning. You watch the Vanderpump, you watch The Valley, you get your picture with Jax, Kristen will pop in, and you go home. Where everyone is.
What is your take now that Brittany Cartwright is doing? I mean, she's on the cover of Us Weekly with this breakup. Big interviews.
How my marriage fell apart.
Big interviews all week long. What do you make of this? I mean, is it real now? Is it real? Are we just so jaded that we've been in this business so long?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, the more that goes on, I'm starting to think maybe it's real, but like, it's not like Kyle and Mauricio when that was announced, you're like, oh my God, they're separating for real. Right? Like, I mean, I feel like the Kyle thing snowballed and we started finding things out and we're like, of course. I mean, I don't know. I'm starting to get, is there anything in that article that we don't know? I mean, I'm starting to get, I have to say, last night on the Valley, I still think Kristen is the MVP. We're getting to learn the other people. We have a woman named Janet who apparently drops a bomb and walks away. But it was revealed last night on the Valley that Jax and Brittany have gone from having sex like 3 times a day to like twice a year, I think they said, 2 times a year. So Jax and Brittany are not having sex. I mean, 2 times a year. I mean, girl, you think I am like you want Angry David to return? Well, let me tell you, if I had sex twice a year, I would be a raving a bitch. Okay.
You, wow. So
Sorry,
this what we
sorry,
get every week is you
sorry.
having sex on the reg. Wow.
Do you love how it's like I go into like my own, like, wait, I forgot there was a microphone on there for a
You'd be
minute.
worse. Oh my God. Okay.
If I had sex twice a year, girl, I would be, I mean, watch out. I would be a nasty motherfucking whore. I would be
Oh
nasty.
my God. Okay. Well,
Really?
that's interesting
Mama
that
needs
you.
some.
Hey, look, I'm married. I get it. I get it. I it's it,
Yeah.
yeah, when you're married and you can and you still like your partner, you definitely get it on the reg. So it's a good feeling.
Twice a year, girl. What do you think? And do you think there's problems between these two?
I don't know. I still have a hard time believing it. You're sitting here telling me now it could be real, and I'm still like, do we really think they're only fucking twice a year? I just don't believe it. Like, they didn't even have anything going on until the past 4 months, 5 months, when, okay, let's give them 6 months, when Jax was in the works. They were filming again for Vanderpump. They reopened, or they opened their first bar. I mean, I don't know. I just, it's, look, if the timing were different, I would say it's real, but I just don't believe it. You know, I mean, they have to come up with, I just think he's such a mastermind as well at television, like LVP. I feel like they work this out all the time, and he apparently wants her to move back into the house, and she's paying thousands of dollars on Airbnb and plus still paying the utilities. And it's just like, I mean, what would we be talking about them if their marriage was great?
No.
Okay,
I
like
mean,
that's the thing.
again.
I mean, what, you know, how many wells can you go to? You know, it's like the cheating well. It's the financial, you're in financial ruin well. Well, they ain't going to admit that because they got a new bar venture. So they want you to think, and maybe it is killing it. I don't know. To me, it's so, they've got great PR people, probably Jax, like a super PR team. She's now on the covers and they're making her out. You know, he's continuing his villain line. Like, I know you say it's real and maybe it is real and maybe
No,
I'll
I mean,
change
I'm
my mind.
still, I would say not real, but you have moments of like, maybe, like you said, like I've second guessed myself. Like maybe I'm
Well,
jaded.
look at me. I'm now second guessing myself about something about her. Now I think, look, they've got a long runway, so they are going to open it. I guess to me, it's to be determined, but I just think she's everywhere this week and lots of empathy and but she doesn't really look like a heartbroken woman, I'm going to be honest. You know, when you hear on
That's the
the
difference. Like Kyle was falling apart. Kyle just had lunch yesterday at Beverly Hills Hotel. I was not there. I was here working. She had a nice pink Birkin. Right. Kyle, when she did interviews, was falling apart, and we never doubted the authenticity of that. Yeah, Brittany is too happy. I really do believe Jax is, not out there being a dog. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, he lost his father and like he has this child. And I really do believe Jax is like a family man. Now,
Me
there
too.
was also something where people, I had Brittany on this podcast. Everyone should go listen. I mean, a lot of people hate Brittany for like, I had her on and people were like, ugh, annoying, whatever. But she's been doing some interviews, like you said, and someone left a comment on one of her interviews, should have married Stassi, because
I
they obviously
saw
hate Brittany.
that.
And Jack's liked it. Now he has removed his like, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, I mean, Jack's again is a master, and you go and like it, and you know, these internet sleuths find out everything. So Jack's is having second thoughts about not marrying Stassi.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO.
Not.
I
Playing the game.
Do you have any insight into the ratings on the Valley? Like, is the Valley, it certainly has gotten a lot of discussion. First couple of episodes, people are like, are you guys covering? Are you guys covering? I know you have. I've seen a little here and there. What are your thoughts? Do you think it's doing well?
The first week or two, it was in the 700s. It wasn't that bad. Mm. It wasn't that bad in the beginning. Now I don't know. Again, I mean, I don't know who would, I don't know who would watch this if it wasn't for Chris. You know, look, we're learning the people. Like this week, it turns out that this person, Janet is a troublemaker and just drops the bombs on everyone. So we're learning the other people, but we're not quite there yet. You know?
It's, yeah, I mean, good for, look, they got to give it a go. They got to give it like a run. And I think Jax and Brittany are just, I think they're doing everything they can to keep the show going and relevant. And I give my hat to them. I think that's amazing.
And by the way,
yeah.
I've said this before. If it wasn't for Scandival, this show would not even be on the
Oh.
air.
Oh my God. I mean, that's why I feel like I know Lala is now getting a ton of hate, but I'm like, guys, you cannot. People are like, she's putting the bag over her friendships. Like, I would too. I mean, this was,
Yeah.
these people, I don't think people understand. They were on TV for a decade. Half of them couldn't even afford a home. Like, this
Yes.
Scandoval, like, they were not making any money. And, I'm sure weeks before Scandoval broke, at least behind the scenes, they were probably in discussion to shut the show down, cancel.
Correct.
They all probably had renegotiated. Maybe they were going to give it one more season at, I'm talking peanuts of a salary.
Peanuts.
They were all coming
Correct.
back for 86,000 for the season, maybe 100 grand, some of them 150. That's it. Then Scandoval took hold. And suddenly we have a hit on our hands that now we're getting three seasons. Now this is where.
Tina has a new house. Lala has a new
And
house.
this is where they're all making money that they are going to retire on if they play this right. So Lala's like, I don't give a shit about any of all y'all. Like, I got to do what I got to do for my two kids, which, by the way, I just read now she's having her second child's a little
Girl,
girl.
Stassi's planning the baby shower with her mother. She
And
wants an S name. She wants to name it an S.
Sarah.
People are guessing what it's going to be. We'll see.
Sarah. And,
Sarah.
Sarah. I mean, I just think, I don't know if Jax can replicate what's happening with VPR, but I would give it my all. And it certainly seems like they're doing it. And Brittany looks adorable on all these covers. And she's just, I mean, for a woman scorned, she's just as smiley and happy. And I mean, yeah, Kyle Richards, I think everything that is happening there was really happening. I do believe she's with Morgan. And we'll talk more about that because Rihanna now says, like, yeah, of course she's with Morgan, duh.
Should we talk about that right now?
Let's because I love that Riri, bad girl Riri, is commenting on this. And
I
Rihanna's
mean, I
like,
can't believe like you have Rihanna for an interview and you're asking her about Bravo. And did you see, I have to text
I
this to
love it.
Allison Dubois because I have not done it because I'm friends with
Dubois.
Allison. Did you see that? So they asked her and she said like, duh, when they're like, are Kyle and Morgan together? She's like, duh, like, I mean, yeah. Like, why is that even a question? And then someone said, well, does this support the medium, Allison Dubois? They used her name, her prediction 10 years ago. And Riri was like, you shady bitch. I'm not going there. So Riri will not engage in the drama of Vanderpump because she is bad girl of Bravo because she is bad girl Riri. So she would not comment on whether Miss Dubois is right. But Allison needs to be milking that one.
Dubois.
But yeah, she's like, duh, of course they're
Of
together.
course they're
So, what do you think
together.
about this?
I think that they are completely together. There's also a story out this past week that, Kyle's navigating her
Kyle.
feelings for Morgan. I just hope Morgan doesn't break her heart. I think Kyle is absolutely smitten, 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 smitten. But, is Morgan wide? Is you do the Morgan. I mean, is Morgan that smitten with her? Or is this like, hey, this is like kind of a fun fling and, this woman's like getting divorced and it's hot and I'm into older women. And of course you had Morgan White's ex on who said, oh, Morgan loves the more
Older
mature.
women, yeah.
Yeah.
She did say that.
So
So the ex, Katie Cannon, was not older.
do you
And
know that?
no, I think you have some valid points. Like, I don't know what Kyle is working out. I think there's stuff to work out about when is Mo moving out. I mean, he runs the agency. I'm sure he can find a rental or a purchase. When is Mo moving out? Are you sharing custody of the dogs? How is that all working? Your children are all grown. There's not much to work out there. I don't really know what there is to work. Are you going to have a divorce? Are you going to amicably split the profits? I don't really know what there is to work out with Morgan. I mean, you know what you feel inside. You're in love with her. You have never felt this way. And it's time for you. You'll get the cover of People and Us, and just come out wherever you are. You are in love, and so I don't really know what there is. She did say that in an interview that she's working out her feelings. I don't know what there is. I mean, is there
Well,
internal homophobia? I mean, are you not okay with the fact that this is a woman? I don't know. I don't know what else to think.
Oh, that's
you're in love. Just fly from. I wish I was in love with someone. I don't know if I'm capable of that.
Oh God, I know. I really would love to see you boot up. I mean, but I don't know either. I don't know if you're open. You're very closed off.
Thank you, darling. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. No, I mean, honestly, I went to Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica on Friday night with, I considered it a friend. Turns out this other person thought it was a date, but stop coming on so fucking strong. Like, just let's have a dinner and chill.
What did he do that was so strong? What did he?
I mean, this and that, and just like, stop talking about me.
Oh, how much
Yeah, but like, like that's not appropriate for like a first and or second meeting. Okay.
Why not? Maybe he's just really into
I don't
you.
Like love bombing. Luis Reyes love bombed Teresa, and now look where she is. This week on Patreon, this Saturday, I have bad news for all the tree huggers. I have really bad news. It ain't going to be pretty. I just got to talk
They're
about
in love. They're in love. Like, why don't you let somebody love bomb you for a bit? You deserve it. Maybe I would love to see
love bombing
someone.
Is not real in the beginning. It's not.
You have never gone out with someone and you've just like been obsessed with their energy and who they are. And like,
yes, I have.
I mean,
I absolutely did that when I was Tori from Vanderpump Rules' age, 18 to like 25. It is not an adult definition of love.
Oh my God. Y'all, we got to work on him. Like, let this guy blow up your spot. You're fantastic. Maybe he's just in awe. You need like Paris Hilton's husband that's a fan. You need a fan. You need somebody that's just in
your
corner.
I'm okay with a fan. That's different. Paris Hilton's husband is cute, although not everyone thinks he is. I find him cute.
No, sweetheart, please. Ugh.
I find him cute. And he's nice.
He does.
If Paris Hilton, if there's a fan out there that looks like Paris Hilton's husband that wants to come along, and Paris Hilton's husband is also somewhat successful, which is nice. Nobody who lists. I mean, and by the way, I mean, if anyone was going to date me, it should be a listener because, like, you really know me. I mean, this is me. There's no airs here. You see me at my worst. And by worst, I mean like unfucking showered.
Blow up your spot. Oh,
what was I saying about love? Oh, it's this weekend on Patreon on Saturday. It's not good for the tree huggers.
Wait, but give us a hint. Like, is it not good in their relationship? Is it not good with Louis's
No, I think Louis and Teresa are in love. I'm looking. His they were just here, darling, for Vinny Villa for the launch, and I just see some things I got to comment on. I call it out. Someone even the other day said to me, you're friends with the Sarge again. Because on Patreon, I said, Messy G, Miss Melissa, Messy G, she's been behaving herself lately. And they're like, wait, you say that she's been behaving herself and you're coming for our queen. You're back with Marge. Settle down, everybody. Now, I think Louis and Teresa are acting like fucking fools. And we're going to talk about that on Patreon. I'm sorry. I'm team nobody.
Wow. Let somebody like a Louis blow up your spot. You know what? What do you want to be with Joe Giudice? You know, you turn your back and he's calling you my bitch husband. I mean, come on. Or my cunt of a husband. I mean, you don't want to be with that.
Joe, you know how you don't want me to talk about Schwartzy? Don't you talk about my juicer. About my juicer.
You told me my Schwartzy has a small dick and you're going to defend the juice? I mean, give me a break. I mean, please.
You need to tell me.
Terrible to women. And the only good thing that he did was leave Teresa alone.
This Schwartzy, could you imagine if you walked into a crowded restaurant and you're like, well, there's no reservation, like get us a table. This Schwartzy would be in the corner with his tail between his legs. I don't even know if there is a dick. It's a tail. Okay.
First of all, Schwartzy,
I mean,
Schwartz is 6'2", 6'1", stunning when he walks into a room. Handsome, stunning. You talk about not putting on airs, very down to earth. Adorable personality. What, you gonna watch him? You gonna watch him with Joe Giudice, a meatball? I mean, what's he gonna do? Hey.
Did what? You see? I love the Jersey meatballs, girl. Did you see? And the Long Island ones too.
Oh,
did
please.
You see? Did you see that Sandoval at that singles event? That guy got game. That Schwartz got no game. This.
That's what I love.
He's like, please give me back my hat. Now, granted, I don't want anyone to borrow my shit either. But that Sandoval, he's got some game a little bit.
Well, that's right. I mean, why he cheated on his girlfriend of 9 years? Yes, that's we met Sandoval and Schwartzy, and Sandoval. Yeah, I mean Sandoval. Like,
soon, I don't mind. I don't mind a little Sandoval.
Anyway, I'm excited. But anyway, for
Rihanna too. Yeah, Rihanna has said, and by the way, Rihanna also said she would like Miss Garcia back. Reality Yvonne Tees. Oh, she said pretty much exactly what I said years ago. If we could have Tom and Ariana back on the damn screen together, why can't we have Monica Garcia? Well, bad girl Riri. I asked this question months ago and nobody fucking listened. So maybe now you with your however many millions of followers, maybe they'll listen. But unfortunately, Salt Lake, we haven't heard anything about Salt Lake. Oh, Whitney and Lisa are not getting along. Shocker.
Who cares?
What the hell?
I don't know if it was a legality. Obviously, we're going to talk more about this in the coming weeks. I mean, Bravo hit with another lawsuit with Faith Stowers. I know you did the whole exclusive on that. I mean, they got one lawsuit after another, although a producer now is coming out in Brandi Glanville's defense, which that'll be good to talk about. But anyhow, I don't know if it was a legality, if they felt my own personal conspiracy theory, and I have zero to back this on, so please don't go with this. But I do believe that all the women, Heather, Lisa, Meredith, I think they went to production and said, it's her or it's us. So who do you know, we're all like a Friends moment. You know, remember when the Friends cast all came together and they said 1 million each or we're out. And we're united, baby. You can't break us.
Brilliant.
And then you have incredible bargaining power. So I think those women went to them.
Unless one of you cracks, like on Survivor, you crack.
Well,
first.
I think they knew this was make or break. Reality Von Teese came back. She was going to be wildly popular. She was going to control the whole season. And Mary Cosby was going to be her bestie. And these women, who cares? Do you care about Whitney Rose?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't care about.
Do you care about Lisa Barlow?
More than Whitney Rose, yes.
Okay. Anyhow, I think they got together, which I think is smart. Brilliant of them. And I think they said us or her. And so it was like, are we going to recast totally for Reality Von Teese? Plus, was there a producer that maybe knew? And was that a bit of a violation? So we're going to have to let Reality Von Teese sit out. I don't care at all about this upcoming season of Salt Lake City. Like, Reality Von Teese was the most interesting part. But I'll watch to see if there's anything.
OC. The OC is the one I'm shocked to say. I'm a little intrigued by this rat that scurries in the corner running for Haguda, coming to blows with Shannon Bedore in the finale and leaked audio.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
She's a rat. We have a rat that scurries. I just did a show. I'm not going to go into it here, but I just did a mini episode and I said, you know what the difference between Shannon and Tamara is for me? Is that deep down, although she is way too high maintenance and extremely annoying and a drunk and just overly dramatic, and nobody that I really will ever want to have dinner with, I do think that deep down, the annoyance that is Shannon Bedore is a kind person. Like, I don't think she means harm to the world. And Tamara is just a black soul. There's no soul in there. It's a charred, smoke-filled soul.
What a statement on Tamara.
Sorry, but I wish the rat well. Like the rat? I mean, it's
do they?
I'm not even being mean. I'm not, because, you know, we have people do like Tom Sandoval now. People like Erica Jane. There's got to be people. When I call her a rat, everyone's like agreeing. I mean, isn't there, and I'm really have nothing against the rat. I'm just, she's a rat. But is there anything out there? Is there anyone out there that, I mean, just had Renee Graziano on, she says, you know, back on, she says being a rat is the worst thing to be. Is there anyone out there that likes the Tamrat? Oh, I'm sure there is. This is a big world with millions of people listening. So
everybody rat. That's so old school mob. Nobody does that anymore. This whole code of, like, Graziano.
Renee Graziano.
Mob Wives has been canceled for 8 years, and all these ex-mob wives come on, and they all say, oh, I hate a rat. No one fucking goes by that code anymore. When you're looking at 30 years, who can I? Here's the text. I mean, give me a fucking break. That is so old school. It doesn't exist anymore. It's so stupid. Everybody's a rat when you're sitting there in that room with the criminal defense attorney and they're like, you want to go away for 40 years? You're never going to see your mom die. You're never going to see your father die. Please, honey, your receipts. Give me a break. That is so old school. I don't even, like, who cares what they mob wives have to say now? It's so dumb. Sorry, am I a bitch? I'm a bitch today. I really have nothing good to say about anyone. This is terrible.
Everyone ratted out that piece of garbage, Shaw, and now she's in jail. By the way, Renee,
because
I'm not saying
that.
She's
a criminal. Like, hello. I mean, hello. Here, you don't want to be a rat? Don't lay down with a dog with fleas. Like, I mean, these people are all like, oh, they're dealing fucking drugs. They're doing mob shit. And then they're upset when someone rats on their illegal behavior. Oh, and I love these people who, like your meatball friend, Joe Judice, who thinks they're going to get away with screwing the feds. Are you, like, when you are 12 years old, people should fucking tell you two things. Death and taxes, they're unavoidable. So, I mean, it's so stupid that these people, oh, a rat. And Jen Shaw, oh, give me a fucking break. You're in jail because you're a criminal where you should be. The Chrisleys the same
Shaw.
Way. Okay, anyway.
Bye-bye, Shaw.
I'm a bitch.
Well, Savannah, justice for Juicy, let him back in the country, but I mean.
Okay, first of all, people hate Dan the Rat. She posted this picture of her outfit. Honey, do you think people have nice things to say or not? And she, for those of you who are not watching Behind the Velvet Rope YouTube, because that's where we put our videos out, Tamara's in a black outfit, skin-tight black outfit. She's got a faux fur jacket on, and the top of it is cut out. Looks very Grease Lightning type outfit. Oh my God, David.
It also looks heavily Photoshopped. Like, is that what Tamara looks like in the real world? I'm not sure.
You're not buying that she looks like this?
No, look, she looks good. I'm not going to take that away from her. And by the way, Tamara is a great housewife. Like, she does the job. Please, let me just, she's good at the job.
People are like, sorry, how old? Okay, you like truth? That outfit looks awful. Sometimes the truth hurts. Trailer Park Tammy is here. Worst outfit I've seen in a while.
I mean, she has a little trailer park.
You'd think a friend would advise her not to wear that with all those, that loose, saggy skin. Oh my God, that's so mean. Oh wait, she has no.
People are age shaming, and I don't like age shaming. You know how I feel about that.
Tacky. Looked like you got out of bed, hungover, and really rough. Oh my God, the outfit is way out of fashion. Giving hot Sandy and Grease vibes. Well, finally, after 10 comments, there's one. No one wants to see a belly button on anyone.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly true.
Oh God. Well, you know,
I mean, I like seeing shirtless gentlemen on the internet. I don't mind that. So I don't know if that's true, but I understand where you're going with this. By the way, I do feel bad for Jo. She was crying. She had her feelings hurt. Katie is a fucking hypocrite, telling everyone this and that, and yet she fucked Max. I'm just having some random thoughts on the episode that we watched on Vanderpump.
Thank you for bringing it back.
Anyone notice that Tom Sandoval wears a lightning bolt earring? So he's not giving that up. You're not going to back him into a corner. Jo says she didn't know about Tom and Rocky. Call her Rachel, call her Raquel, call her whatever you want. Katie is a hypocrite, and she's nasty, that Katie. She's nasty.
I mean, didn't, yeah. I thought Joe, I love Joe. Joe, I think, is bringing this whole thing into perspective. Joe says on Vanderpump, she goes, I'm sorry, when we all went away for that weekend, Schwartzy, Sandoval, Rachel, I didn't ask because I never thought they were together. That's a pretty good indicator that, like you and I have said from the beginning, that there was major issues in this relationship for a long time. They were living two separate lives. And Jo goes, yeah, basically, like, why would I have questioned, you know?
Well, I mean, we don't have time to get into it now, but the question is Ariana over Tom today? I mean, because everyone says Sarah and David. It was only 3 months later. We know 1 + 1 = 4, 4 + 2 = 9, right? We know it was 3 months later, but is she over him today? I mean, she's living a life over there.
I say yes. I say now, yes. What do you think? You think no?
I mean, look, she says, she says this, I don't care what you say. When you go to bed and the lights are down at night, I would hope so. I mean, there is something, you know, there are very famous people. Not that I'm saying Ariana is very famous, but she certainly has made herself very famous. I don't know. I think there's something about when the world is handed to you in so many ways and just that one person that just doesn't want you or didn't want you. Oh. That does take time to get over. So I hope she's over him and she's living a great life. I don't know. I haven't really focused on it, but you know, there are sometimes there's that one person that just, I mean, look, for 9 years, like, what do they say? You know, I think, isn't there some saying that, like, it takes you half the time to get over something that you were with someone? Like, if you date someone for a year, it takes 6 months to get over them. If you break up with a friend for 2 months, it takes you 1 month. In which case, I guess it would take her 4.5 years. So I hope not. But even if she's not, like, I don't hold that against her. I don't know.
Well, what do you think? Because you've interviewed many famous people who become infamous for one moment, right? And I think what's hard for Ariana is wherever she goes for years, I mean, she's always going to be associated with Sandoval. There's always going to be like, oh, you know people are going to meet her and they're going to go, I love you. I hate Tom Sandoval. You know, that name is going to come up. So I learned over the year, for a few years, now it's kind of going away. Thanks to you've helped me a lot. But you know, for years I was synonymous with this Kane show, right? That was very famous in the DC region, in that part of the world. And when I left, everywhere I went, people would always. And at first it bothered me so much because I was still so angry with Kane and like resentful for the way they treated me. And
very normal.
Right? And I would tell my friends, stop sending me information about Kane. And then as the years, to your point, passed, I began to realize, like, my time with him was a gift. And everything he taught me, which I've now taught you, it ain't show friends, it's show business. Which, when he said that to me, I thought that was awful. And now, a decade later, I'm like, no, he was actually right. It really isn't show friendship, it's show business. So now I look at everything he did with the gift. So when people ask me about him, I have great empathy. Now, he's also passed away, so it's, I think, easier to look at somebody in a different light. I mean, I just wonder, that's a great question, David, because I wonder if people are going to ask her for a long time to come about Scandoval.
Forever.
Is she okay
with
it?
To your point, you know that, I don't know if you've seen the video. I mean, it's over now. Chicago's over. But I mean, the person comes out that works there at the stage door and says, you know, do you love Ariana? Woo! Okay, so we're not going to bring up that guy tonight. And that isn't just, that's not just out of nowhere. When Pamela Anderson was in Chicago, they didn't come out and say, you know that rock group, Motley Crue, don't bring up Tommy tonight. I mean, it's like she, her team, not, God forbid, Ariana gets dirt on her hands. That's not how, no offense, that's how it works in the business. The team says, you know, here are the rules. Granted, you should be lucky she's fucking stopping. Not everyone, you don't need to stop at the stage door. I live in New York. That's how the stage door works. But I mean, I also live here. But so that's her team being like, don't bring him up. It'll be brought up. Eventually, people will be told, do not bring this up in an interview. Hey, do you want 10 minutes with Ariana? Hey, behind the velvet rope, do you want 10 minutes with Ariana for Love Island? I want an hour. Do you want 10 minutes or do you want nothing? I'll take 10 minutes. Okay, thank you. I can't wait to interview Ariana. Wait. Yes, team. There are absolutely no questions about Tom Sandoval. Wait, can I just get you? Absolutely, you cannot mention the word Tom Sandoval or Scandoval. Do you want it or not? Yes, ma'am. Thank you, David. Like, that's how that's going to go eventually. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going that way soon. I mean, she's promoting Vanderpump Rules now, Chicago. I don't know. By the time she gets to do it, Love Island press, I don't know. That will be off limits, but sure. That'll always be asked, and Rachel Levis will always be asked about Ariana and Tom will always be asked about Ariana. It just is what it is.
It's a tough one. I mean, I think
welcome to the industry.
I learned on a very small scale. I think the more you can embrace it, because you have to remember that the fans have very different memories of it than you do, right? For us, and you've been wronged in your career, and it's like you have to almost separate your feelings from it, because they don't, mm-hmm. they're looking at it as like they love you and screw Sandoval. They want to bring it up so they're on your team. Or maybe they mm-hmm. love Sandoval and they're saying to you, you really should have worked it out with him, or you are terrible to Raquel. You know, I don't know. I think the sooner you can embrace it, it almost has the opposite effect, where then people stop asking you, right? Like for me, taking all these years, now I could care less. Like if people want to talk about Kane all day, I'd be glad to, and nobody asks. But you know, once you become okay with it and you radiate that, it's like it has the opposite effect. So I think she's going to have a hard road if every time people are like, you know, her PR people are coming out, don't ask her about this, don't ask her about that. Because you know what? People are going to film, they're going to start filming those clips, and they're going to be like, bitch, you can't talk about it. You're a multimillionaire. You're on Broadway. Like this seems so bitter. You know what I'm saying? Like the more you can just embrace, and I wish him well, embrace. I'm at a great place. Like thank God he did that to me, because it led me to, who's her boyfriend now? Who's the guy?
Daniel Way.
It led me to Daniel, and Daniel's the man of my dreams. And if Sandoval hadn't done that, you know, I mean, I don't know. The more you can do that, it has the reverse psychology. But I get that it's hard. It took me many years and on a much, much tinier scale.
I'm so sorry for that. We have to go immediately.
He's like, shut up,
bitch.
Okay, bye.
And we're going to talk soon. I love you, though. This is a very emotional story. My heart is with you, Sarah. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.